In my last video, I talked about the phone infrastructure called the Public Switched Telephone Network, or PSTN, and how someone is always watching and tracking every segment of this whole system. Watch that video if you haven't seen it. Some people didn't even realize that their extremely personal SMS messages are all stored in multiple databases for many parties to read. There are intricate phone call records to show who you called and who called you. There are voice print devices that can recognize you as you speak. And they, of course, can wiretap you. This has been the way the phone system has been running since the very beginning, and people have accepted it. Or maybe they never really understood the absence of privacy with the PSTN. The question is, now that you know what really goes on, do you want to do something about it? I found a solution. I found a way to call people where you totally evade the clutches of the surveillance infrastructure, but yet it will still allow you to communicate normally with most. I have to admit, this missed my crosshairs until I tried it and I was amazed at the possibilities. If you want to make and receive calls and you want a little privacy with it, stay right there. Unfortunately for us, this society is hell-bent on forcing us to conform. If we deviate from what is considered normal behavior, then we basically are left with limitations on how we interact with society. There are many conformist actions that we all must adhere to, but the most common three are having a mobile phone, having an email address, and having a phone number. This conformity also comes with the baggage of surveillance, not just by government, but multiple parties in between. Some of you have adopted a caveman-like lifestyle, which you are forced to do if you don't have or want the required elements for a normal citizen, and those with this restricted lifestyle realize the inconvenience of it all. What I will introduce to you today is a way to adhere to the expectation of society, yet have the ability to be private just with a little planning. This requires a little tech setup and a little foresight, but the end result is the peace of mind that you can bypass observation by third parties, especially when conversing with particular people. I will introduce you to a method for making phone calls. It is not a new method, but its advantages have not really been properly communicated to people. Just as a background, recently I made a series of videos on phone numbers, and this is really important to understand. My expectation is that for a normal person to achieve privacy, you have to appear to conform by having a regular phone number, and you must have separate additional phone numbers to use for various internet websites and apps so that your identity is not matched to existing data from contact lists. I introduced you to the virtual phone concept, which we are now able to provide using the Brax virtual phone product. This allows you to basically have additional phone lines without using a different device or adding a SIM card. You can receive calls and send calls from your existing mobile phone, even on these different numbers. As it turns out, having this additional phone number allows a special advantage. You will be able to communicate with someone else by bypassing the Public Switch Telephone Network, or PSTN. It requires a few tricks, but the end result will be communications that bypass government-related tracking, three-letter agency tracking, and carrier tracking. And there's no billing record of calls made using this method. Thus, this is a method of communications that does not have per-minute charges at all. You will finally have the opportunity to have true private communications without someone in the middle and without some app or platform intercepting your traffic. What I will teach you is SIP-to-SIP calling. This calling method has some major advantages that I will explain. For those new to SIP, I will explain the technical details, and then later I will demonstrate this on a mobile phone. If you use a business phone system, the communications are handled inside a private telephone exchange, or more commonly known as a PBX. The term PBX is something many of you have heard, since that is how the bulk of multi-line telephone business systems have operated. When you call someone on the same PBX system in the office, you are not using the public phone network. you're on the private network. And this is true as long as you are calling an extension. So extension to extension calling exists only inside the local PBX system. Back in the old days, PBX systems were proprietary hardware sold to businesses, and then they connected to the carrier trunk or PSTN to access regular phone numbers. In modern PBX systems, the PBX uses the Internet Protocol, or IP, to send and receive data, and IP is the same protocol used over the Internet. Because of the simplification of PBX to use the Internet Protocol, PBX systems no longer have to be on-site. PBX systems can be set up in the cloud, meaning over the Internet. PBX systems that use the Internet Protocol have devices that talk to each other using the SIP protocol or session initiation protocol. These are also known as voice over IP or VoIP products. Devices over a PBX that talk to each other directly are often called SIP devices. And you can go to Amazon, for example, and search for SIP phones, and you will find many business type phones being sold. So this is very common now. Even landline internet devices like UMA are actually SIP devices. In some countries like the UK, fixed landline phones are using SIP only. But these are all designed to call the PSTN or call to a regular phone number. Now, the deviation we're going to do here is to let you know that you can actually do direct SIP-to-SIP calling over the internet. Talk from one SIP device to another SIP device if this is supported by your PBX provider or voice over IP VoIP provider. This is a feature available to users of Brack's virtual phone and likely anyone with a private self-run PBX system. For this video, I will demonstrate this using the Brack's virtual phone service. Our service allows SIP-to-SIP communications. I also tested by having someone call me from a different VoIP provider, and it worked fine as well. To do this demonstration, I will be using several products, mostly my products since I can do this without extra cost, and some open source tools. I have tried this by also getting calls from other products, so this is an interchangeable solution. It is not tied to a single product. The main elements of the demo are a mobile phone with an existing carrier subscription, meaning having a SIM card. In truth, the SIM card is not necessary. This whole demo could have been done using a mobile phone with a Wi-Fi connection. You could use two computers connected to the internet that have no SIM cards. That will work fine too, but you just have to choose different SIP software for each device depending on the operating system. But for this demo, I want to show a normal person setup using normal devices, but having the ability to go guerrilla mode if necessary. Again, I want to repeat that this demo will use my apps, but in theory, other products can be used. So this is not telling you that you have to use my stuff. For my test account, I have the Brax.me app installed, or if you don't have the app, you can just run Brax.me from a browser. Using the Brax.me app, I have subscribed to the Brax virtual phone service, and we will provision one phone line for that, just to show you how it is done. Then on the phones, I installed the open source app for SIP called Linphone. I will show you how to enter the credentials from Brax virtual phone into Linphone. I have two accounts set up, but I will show this only from one side. The other device will be our contact. So my test device will have two dialing options by the time we are done. I will be able to use the standard dialer on my DGoogle phone, in my case, or I can use the Linphone dialer. By the way, I will be showing you actual phone numbers and actual dialing in this video, but if you're thinking this is doxing information, then good luck with that. These accounts and phone numbers will be deleted after the demo is recorded. Now, one thing different about the solution I'm describing here, which is different from some business use, is that using a Brax virtual phone, you get a phone number without any KYC. In other words, no ID required. So carriers have no visibility on the owner of the phone number. I'm just making this clear because depending on the provider of the VoIP service, some will require KYC. Secondly, remember that SIP-to-SIP calling is not billable, so it is not logged for billing. So put this on the top of your head as I go through this demonstration. On Brax.me, I go to Settings, and my virtual phone service. If I'm a regular user, I would have paid for this on the store, and then this will be activated in my settings menu. When I click on it, I will see that the service is active for one line and the phone line has not yet been provisioned. So let's go through that process of provisioning. First, I select a state, or if I'm using the Canada version, it will be a list of provinces. Let me just show you the Canada version here briefly. So going back to the USA version, I'll select Colorado, and then I'll choose a rate center, which is really the prefix after the area code. In this case, I'm selecting Denver. I'll choose some random number here and then provision it. Now, the funny part here is that you will discover that I don't really need the main phone number. I need this to set up an account, and we will test the new phone number. But this part is just to demonstrate where the unsafe communications occur. Let me go back to my virtual phone service and where I can get a hold of my SIP credentials, which is listed there. Let's just focus on the pertinent portion for now, which is the login, the password, and the server. Then we need to install the Linphone app. I've already done that, so we will now set up Linphone. Now on Linphone, we're going to use the assistant feature and then choose the option Use SIP Account. I'll click on I understand here, as this does not apply to us. Then we will see really just four fields to fill in, which we already have from the Brax virtual phone setup. Now I will fill it in. Username, password, domain, and transport. If you don't make a mistake here, you will see the username will be displayed up top and it will say connected. There are other things you can do with Linphone, like making sure that during installation you enable notifications. This will allow it to ring like a normal telephone line. To demonstrate that that's all I need to set it up, I will make a call to another phone number. That works. Let me receive a call. And that works. So this demonstrates just a normal phone call and using the Brax virtual phone, and you could talk to everyone normally with a normal phone number. And if you're using Wi-Fi, this is not using the SIM card. This can also be a secret number for you that you can use normally but not known to others. At this point, the calling I've demonstrated goes through the PSTN and it's recorded by all the surveillance agencies and carriers. If I texted that number, the same thing will happen. Now let's do the same with SMS. I'll send it some SMS, and then I'll reply to the SMS. I can receive my SMS directly on Linphone, but the easiest is usually just to forward it to your normal number. But we have an alternate method I will show. On the Braxme app, I can see the SMS messages for my virtual phone using my SMS. So let me show that. And here's the new SMS message to me, and let me show you how I can respond to it here. So you have multiple ways to get SMS and respond to it. So far, this is all unsafe. Every SMS was recorded on the PSTN. Too many people have copies of that SMS. And all the metadata about the communicating parties have been recorded and stored in carrier and government databases. Now, without changing anything else, I will show you how this becomes safe. Let's go back to my setup screen for the Brax virtual phone. Pay attention to the setting SIP extension. Because both of my test accounts are on the same network or same domain, I can just use the extension to dial out. In this case, let's call out to that extension. And you can see that works. Now let's receive a call from that extension. Again, that works. Do you understand what just happened here? This call was all inside the same network. There's no billing record, just like when you do extension-to-extension calling inside your own PBX system. Except this happened over the internet. In other words, this is a private call. Does this work from outside the domain? Yes, I won't demonstrate it here because I don't want to reveal the phone number of the calling party, but instead of the extension, you have to provide an external SIP address. This is my external SIP address in this demo. For my test, we dialed out from another VoIP provider, which was Jump Chat. And it connected nicely with Linphone. As I said, that needs to use the external SIP address. This address can be called from any SIP phone. In fact, you can set up landline SIP phones with auto dialing. So you can put a landline phone in grandma's house and then it can call you directly via SIP and skip the PSTN altogether. The SIP phone can still send and receive normal PSTN calls via regular phone numbers, but anyone with a SIP app or SIP hardware can call each other either using the SIP extensions or external SIP addresses if they're on different providers. All communications occur between the servers only. No passing of information to the PSTN, to carriers, and thus cuts off any surveillance. Pretty cool, right? The most convenient way of doing this is with multiple Brax virtual phone accounts, especially since it's pretty cheap. Our service is only $60 a year per line. Cheap and private is a good combination. Again, there are benefits to always having additional phone lines, as I explained in the prior videos. You must always have an extra phone number for 2FA or two-factor authentication to protect your identity on the internet. If you want to know more about this, join our privacy community on BraxMe and talk to others. We also have a store there with the various products mentioned here. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.